Hello, it is spooky.
I just wanted to see what I could do to get you to that point. Y'all,
it's spooky.
It's spooky. You're spooky.
I am spooky.
I am C-Max, and if you're listening on the day that this was released, because a lot of you won't, it is Halloween.
Ooh, it's Halloween.
Ooh. Boo, it's Halloween. So obviously, guys, we are so excited. Happy Halloween. If you're listening on Wednesday or Thursday, still happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
If you're listening on Tuesday, happy All Saints Day, but also happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
If you're listening to this on December 25th, happy Halloween.
Happy holidays. Happy Halloween.
If you're listening to this on Veterans Day,
happy Halloween.
If it's your first time listening, we are happy Matrimony Halloween. Of Matt. If it's your first time listening, or not, whatever. We are Matrimony of Madness, Spooky and I. We got we dated on Halloween.
We got married on Halloween.
No, I thought you were going to still do the happy Halloween thing.
Oh, happy Halloween.
That's right. It's okay.
I blew it.
We dated on Halloween. We got married on Halloween. We spend all our evenings talking about all things spooky. We're a family-friendly podcast with all the blood and guts. And whether it's your first time listening or you're a frequent listener, I want to thank you for taking a stab at it.
Happy Halloween.
If this is your first time listening, we are definitely doing a different episode.
Yeah, this is not the normal run-of-the-mill chaotic evil.
I mean, it's definitely it's definitely chaotic evil.
Maybe it's more chaotic neutral evil than anything. Kindness. It's, you know what? I think it's chaotic good. I think today is chaotic good.
Me as C-Max. Chris Maxwell. I'll dox myself. I don't care.
All right.
I wish someone would.
Okay.
What am I? Like, what's my D&D thing? Chaotic good?
Well, what is your character?
No, like my personality as C-Max, the person. That's what I'm telling you.
I would say you're chaotic good. I would say you have some moments of chaotic neutral. But you're pretty much chaotic good
Also. What is chaotic good? Like crazy, but like means the best more than everyone else?
Yeah, like.
Also, that statement, if someone had to transcribe that, I would feel really bad for them.
I was trying to do that.
Just give it to me.
No, I want to do it because it's Halloween and now I am.
You're going to do it.
Ready?
Yep. Well, dude, yours pops way more than mine.
Mine is, that's because I'm drinking the Pacific Punch Monster Juice.
Not an ad. We're not sponsored. Energy juice. We're not Kyle.
No, just kidding. This does have sugar in it.
Yeah, you're gonna hit me with the no sugar. I'm like, no. That bad boy kept us alive during
Look
Furnace
at this
Fest.
Bad boy right here.
Definitely a sugar. Jenga, what are you doing? So, anyways, guys, if it's your first time listening, Jenga just he happy Halloweened the HE double hockey sticks out of Spooky's leg.
Ow, that hurts so bad.
Jenga, do you have anything to say?
He just wants
to lick the can.
He literally just scarred my entire. He basically Mufasa'd off my leg.
Dang.
And
that hurt a little bit, what you just said.
Well, it's because he really was hanging on the side of my leg, and I held onto him, and then I had to let go of him.
Cats always make it worse.
They
it's like
really
I
do.
It's like.
Like I'm just trying to help you.
Yeah.
And then
the situation.
This was all for a lick of my can.
Is handled. I have neutralized this situation. You are making it worse. Now he's licking an iPad.
Cats are chaotic.
Anyways,
evil.
So if it's your first time listening, we are going to do a special type of episode. Typically, we are typically this manic and crazy, but typically we do news and we sometimes do reviews and we do discussions about trailers and things like that, all within the horror, spooky, Halloween, whatever subcategory, shoegaze, Halloween, whatever.
Shoegaze. You know. We learned about that new in August.
No, I've known about shoegaze for a while. It was splatterpunk that we learned about because I'm a poser and I don't know all the
splatterpunk horror.
The minor threat level punk rock subtext of everything.
Minor threat.
Anyways, This is a different episode, so if you like what you hear, or if you don't like what you hear, I would urge you to listen to a previous episode or listen to our
Our previous episode, because that's just when we hated on Halloween Ends.
Okay, we did do that, but we also loved on Terrifier 2. So pick your poison, really. Also, shout out to Terrifier 2, man. That's grassroots getting it done. They're like, we're gonna kick you out of theaters. We're like, no, you're not.
Back again.
They're making money, man.
They keep saying this is our grassroots. Last weekend in the theaters, and then a new weekend comes, and they're like, psych.
I feel like maybe three people have watched the movie because I said something, so we're doing our part.
You know what? In this you're grassroots. Welcome.
You're welcome. We're doing our part in this grassroots organization. Anyways, so today is just going to be a little bit of a love letter to Halloween. We're going to have a discussion. We're going to give some praise. We're going to not give some praise. And then we're going to do a... Halloween. Well, technically candy is not Halloween, but we're going to pretend it is. We're going to do, and some people have done it before, whatever. We're going to do a Halloween candy draft. This episode is probably going to be shorter because what we're hoping for is that people actually listen to it on Halloween to get them in the spirit, and that maybe we can provide some context and some joy on your drive to work because you still got to work typically. So that's kind of the overall plan here. So what you had a segment. We're both feeling really passionate about something lately.
Yes.
As I shock us sideways to you.
Yes.
And Django's looking at Dad like, are you okay, Daddy?
Yes.
So I want you to start. Remember, be kind.
I am kind.
We're looking to promote.
I'm a kind person.
Peace on earth and goodwill towards me.
I'm a kind person that just has very strong feelings about certain things I'm passionate about.
Fair. That's also me.
Go ahead. Mine was a little bit more poppy.
Yours is definitely popped off.
It popped off.
It was Modern Warfare 2.
Dang it. All right, y'all. So let me just go ahead and say, yes, I may be a little biased here in my opinion on this segment.
Mm-hmm.
However, it seems like, and this whole idea, which I will get to, has been circulating for probably the past, I want to say, like, 3 or 4 years.
I think for some reason, it's getting brought up a lot this year.
Okay, so that's what I was going to say.
Okay, sorry.
It has been progressively being talked about more and more each year since it kind of started. And that is the silly.
Silly, ridiculous.
And nonsensical idea of putting Halloween not on October 31st, as the Lord intended, but instead putting it on like the last Saturday of October. Now, let me just go ahead and be the devil's advocate here and say, I understand why parents want it on the last Saturday of October. I understand why adults want it on the last Saturday of October. I totally get it. It's a weekend. You can stay out more. You can party. You can let your kids stay up and be hopped up on candy. I totally understand. However, You don't see me griping and complaining that Christmas is on a Wednesday or some bogus stuff.
And I have to miss work.
And I got to miss work. Because not everybody works in the school system where we get 3 freaking weeks off of work during the winter break, okay? I'm sorry that, you know, the government hasn't made Halloween a weekly federal holiday like Thanksgiving and Christmas, okay? So, I think it is so ridiculous that
also Columbus Day. Like, really? You.
So, I just think I think people are just getting a little crazy with this idea because why are we going to... I just don't get it. What I think a lot of people are doing, which I've seen this year, is... So yesterday, a lot of people did their Halloween parties.
Yeah, do that.
Have your Halloween party on the Saturday before Halloween.
Have a blast. That's a
great idea. You can stay up. You can party. You can have some adult beverages. You know, some Monster Zero Energy. Whatever. Whatever you can do. Some bang, zero.
Yes. Whatever the Dwayne The Rock Johnson's energy drink is.
Exactly. And then come Halloween, let the kids trick or treat. They don't got to stay up till 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. Let them go out, dress up, get some candy, and then they can still get to bed on time and go to school. It's not that big of a deal, y'all.
It's not that big of a deal.
I feel like people are freaking out and making a big deal over this, and it's like, y'all, it's literally like, just chill. Just chill.
Yeah. It's... Christmas is an inconvenience to some also, and I'm not trying to move that. It happens when it happens. So y'all need to relax. Halloween is on Halloween. Your child's presentations on a Wednesday evening that you make all your relatives go to are not getting moved to Saturdays.
Yeah, like...
You're making your relatives show up on a Wednesday at 7 p.m. to watch a horrible rendition of whatever. Probably Christopher Columbus. Let's just give him another shout out.
Yeah.
And then you guys expect everybody to go to dinner afterwards.
That's also... And we do it. Excuse me. Let me also throw in to your... To you people. Yeah, you people who want
to... We're not targeting anybody in our personal lives. Because none of them act like this. And we're not being rude. We're just saying, kind of get a grip.
We're just trying to give you a perspective.
Give you the perspective.
Because listen, most of the time, it is people who have kids. And again, I understand. You want to be able to celebrate Halloween with your kids on a Saturday. I get it. Whatever. Yada, yada, yada. You can still bring them to a Halloween party on a Saturday, you posers. Anyways, but other thing, let me throw this in your face. How come I had to miss work because I love them and I would do anything for them and I would take a bullet for them, but the school system decided to put a graduation party at like 11 a.m. on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Not on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So I missed work because
Friday evening or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I missed work because I love my little monsters and I'm going to go and support them and I'm going to go and support that family because I love them.
Did we complain?
No. Because I did it for them and it didn't matter what day it fell on. It didn't matter what time it fell on. It's just that's when it was. And you know what, y'all? Halloween is the same day every year.
It's the 31st.
Plan it.
Christmas is the same day every year.
Just because Thanksgiving is not the same day every year doesn't mean...
Well, it's the same day of the week.
Well, it is. Yeah, it's Thursday.
Most people get off that day. Shout out to retail. I'm not endorsing it. But I hear you. But most people get Thanksgiving. A lot of people get Thanksgiving.
Well,
off.
Right.
I mean, also shout out to, you know, your service workers and all that.
I mean, nobody gets Halloween off.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm not advocating that Halloween should be off. Should be off. What I'm saying is, because when I worked at Best Buy, I had to work on Halloween. What I'm saying is that I think everybody, Halloween is Halloween. If you don't celebrate Halloween, then like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, then this shouldn't. Then it really shouldn't.
If you do celebrate Halloween, then guess what? It falls on today, Monday. And guess what? It's Halloween, baby.
And guess what? Let me just go ahead and prep you guys 365 days in advance. Next year, Halloween will be on a Tuesday. Tuesday, y'all.
364.
Halloween will be on a Tuesday, so prepare yourself. Do the partying on the weekend before. Take your kids out on a Tuesday night. It's not that big of a deal.
Halloween going up on a Tuesday. I'm already preparing.
Trust me, having your kids go out and walk around trick-or-treating is going to knock them out and exhaust them
for
bed.
Your kids are also stoked.
Well, yeah, but like, I'm saying, like...
And I'm not saying Halloween's just for kids, but, like... Your kids are stoked regardless. Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, that's going to get more energy out on them during the weekday than sitting them in front of a TV.
Also, here's a hot take. Limit how much candy they eat.
Well, I mean, listen, I can have a whole hour podcast
on
that.
Yeah, we don't have to do that.
But we don't got time for that. But, yeah, you can easily... You know what? Do the Hubie Halloween tactic where you make a tower and whatever candy falls over
I like it.
Is the candy go, that you give away. Homeless shelter. Goes to the homeless shelter. And the candy that stayed on the tower is the candy that your kid's going to get. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, watch Hubie Halloween Netflix. Not sponsored.
Also, real quick, Halloween is not the devil's birthday. For the love of God, Jesus Christ. Like, literally. Nowhere in scripture does it say, and the Lord pronounced October 31st as the day. First of all, the devil wasn't born. He was created. He was an angel. Like, come on. You Yahweh's got to figure it out.
Yeah, listen.
You got to read the books. If you don't know how to read, I would love to teach you.
Guys.
Read the books.
Guys.
I know this is spicy.
Just let.
And some of y'all liking it, some of y'all aren't.
Just
and that's
let
fine.
Halloween be what it is. Let your kids dress up. It's a fun time to dress up, to get candy.
It's a day of mischief.
Yeah.
And then guess what? November 1st is All Saints Day. You get to pray that stuff away, bro.
Exactly. Pray your sins away. Confess. How many Hail Marys, Father? Whatever you got to do.
400.
Whatever you gotta do. But, guys, stop making Halloween what it's not. It's not Satan's the devil's birthday. It's not a time to fall into your crystal witchcraft stuff. Just let it
if you wanna
be
do that, whatever.
What it is.
If you want to do that, whatever. I'm just saying.
But don't blame Halloween for that. That's just people's... That's their hobby or their lifestyle or whatever.
Yeah.
That has
nothing I see what you're saying.
That has nothing to do with Halloween.
I thought you meant people shouldn't do their crystals and stuff on Halloween.
No. Okay. If that's your lifestyle, if you're into witchcraft and crystals, whatever, do it whatever day you want.
It fell on the wrong set of ears.
I probably said that wrong.
The set of ears it fell on had cauliflower.
I see. Too much rolling around on that mat.
Too much mat rolling.
We shouldn't be blaming Halloween for the fact of certain people's lifestyles. That's their lifestyle.
Oh, yeah. People who are goth are goth. They're goth.
Yeah.
If they're not just Halloween, goth on Halloween.
They do witchcraft and stuff like that on days that aren't just Halloween. So we shouldn't be blaming Halloween for that. Halloween I'm done with the segment.
I get it.
I'm done.
We don't got to go in the history of Halloween. There's podcasts for that. And people have read at least a couple Wikipedia paragraphs to know what Halloween is. But then, you know, it's transformed just like Christmas, dude. Christmas is not – we don't have to get into that either. Christmas is not what y'all think it is.
Yeah, I'm not – yeah, we're done. We're moving on.
We're moving on. It was a little bit spicy.
I'm sorry for getting a little passionate on
it was
that.
Like nuclear Zaxby sauce, which, funny story – for those of you who don't know, I work with kids.
I thought you were going to say I work at Zaxby's, and I was like, since when?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, by the way. I work with kids. We work, both of us, work with kiddos and adults with autism, and one of my adults loves hot stuff, and he was not prepared for Zaxby's nuclear sauce. And I'm like, dude, you're a grown man. You're going to make the decision. I'm advising against this, but I'm going to go ahead and let you know you can do what you want. Like, if I wasn't here...
Yeah.
You know, he was not ready.
Hey, what were you going to say before? And you're like, I'll say it before the cat.
So what I was going to say before when we were checking the mic is I thought of the video where the lady's like, we're doing ASMR and it's whipped cream. And her kid like smacks the egg on her head and then he just, I'm not going to do
and
it.
He
like screams into the mic.
Oh my God, that video is so funny.
That video rules. I'll never intentionally do that to you guys, but.
But that movie, oh my goodness, that video is so funny.
So sorry for the hot takes. I'm sweating. I'm sure Spooky is sweating. Happy Halloween.
Maybe I should not be drinking Monster Energy before a podcast because, man, I feel like I'm out of breath.
Before the candy draft, I want to just give some shout outs to some people during some companies, whatever, during the season who have really tried to make it happen and kind of keep the spirit of Halloween alive. Spooky and I have been in kind of a existential dissonance because we're at our mom's house, who we love. And to be honest, props to my mom, who used to not celebrate Halloween because she thought Halloween was tailored to my sister's ailments, which my mom was a silly Yahweh back then. Now she's a more
level-headed Yahweh,
more level-headed critical thinking Yahweh. If I do say so myself. Hail Mary, full of grace. My mom was one of those people. Now she's not. She celebrates Halloween. Like, there's like sugar skulls and stuff around, which is pretty cool. And we have the Nightmare Before Christmas advent calendar and stuff like that. But she's got her own things going on. My little sister, who has a lot of health ailments, for those of you who know me, she has her golf tournament literally the first November, the first weekend in November. The first weekend of November, and you don't have the sponsors going, you know what, I can't believe that we had Halloween this week, and now we have to do something for a girl with special needs. You don't hear that. They just do it.
No.
So that's why you're just going to do it. We've had trouble because the neighborhood here hasn't really been decorating. We don't have our house where we have tons of decorations and tons of stuff going on, and we have little pseudo parties with our friends. We come over, that kind of thing. Shout out to our friends who have let us do like Halloween stuff with them. That's super cool. But I want to give a shout out to Epic and Fort Nightmares. It's always fun seeing the map get decorated and being able to get new skins and earn different cosmetics and things of that nature. Shout out to Overwatch 2, uploading the new Junkenstein's modes, inside of the game to let us kind of get in there and experience with that. Shout out to Freeform, always doing the 31 Days of Halloween. Shout out to AMC, always doing your more risque adult content. Shudder's always doing their thing.
Huluween.
So shout out to all these companies really trying to kind of spread the love and joy for people who do like Halloween. And again, if you don't like it, you don't have to do
it. Also weird that this place did it. Mm-hmm. But shout out to PDQ because the inside of PDQ was fully Halloween decorated. Which is interesting because PDQ is Tim Tebow's restaurant, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
But it was interesting because that type of restaurant is very much a Yahweh restaurant. Hmm. And it was full on decorated inside. I was like, ooh, this is so cool.
Shout out to PDQ. Shout out to Ilphonic's Ghostbuster Spirits Unleashed. They didn't tell anybody. And then randomly there was a small update that decorated the firehouse. It looks great.
I know. It's so cute.
It was
cute.
Super awesome. And then they gave you four free masks to wear.
Yeah.
You didn't have to earn them or anything.
Yeah.
They just gave them to you. I remember the first game I kept talking to this guy. I'm like, hey, man, where'd you get that mask? And he just kept on.
This big pumpkin
he kept
mask.
On. He kept on doing like the.
Woo!
Like where you put like your thumb in your ears and you do like your hands. And I was like, ah, man. Am I missing anybody? Multiverses had an event. Shout out to them. Regal with the Regal World Tour we talked about. Props to them. Getting to see Lost Boys in theaters was awesome. Getting to see Trick or Treat in theaters was awesome. Anytime you get to see Halloween 1978 anywhere other than your house, I feel like is awesome.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So
we just really appreciate companies.
We really do.
Even the smallest little bits, like the smallest little touches, just kind of, you know, keeps the spirit alive. We love it.
Absolutely.
We love to see it.
Did I miss anybody? You know what's crazy?
Huh.
I did not set foot into a Spirit Halloween this year.
I didn't either.
That's crazy.
I know. It makes me kind
of
sad.
I think the overall objective of that was we can't really buy anything.
We couldn't buy anything. And I didn't want to go in there thinking, oh my gosh, I want this, but then I don't have a house to put it in. And there's,
Also, in Ocala, Wayne's World of Paintball, we didn't get to do it, but they're doing... they did haunted houses to raise money for Toys for Tots, so shout out to them. Shout out to Universal, shout out to Disney, shout out to SeaWorld, and all of them trying to do different events. Shout out to all the churches for
all their
fall festival. That's where my family are right now.
A lot of churches are doing their trunk or treats today.
It's awesome, man. You know, it's not the full blown thing, but I appreciate you at least acknowledging it and doing something for all the little monster Yahwehs out there.
The little Yahwehs, the little Yahweh monsters.
So I'm thankful for that. Also, if you guys are listening to this on Halloween, or if it's after, please send us all the costumes of the Teen Wolves, all the costumes of the Little Monsters. We'll feature them on the Instagram. Maybe we'll feature some of our favorite ones on Twitter because we don't want to just post a Twitter post over and over again, you know. Please keep the spirit alive.
We love to
send
see
the Teen Wolves, send the Little Monsters.
We love to see it. We love to see kids dressed up in costumes. So much that C-Max and I don't do anything for our anniversary except for hand out candy because we like to see costumes.
Well, we do. We used to do presents and stuff. We called it off this year.
No, but I'm saying we don't go anywhere.
Yeah, we don't do anything.
We don't go anywhere. Right. We don't do anything on Halloween or actual anniversary because we like to stay home and see. We like to hand out candy to the trick-or-treaters. It's just fun. It's fun to see.
It is fun. I love it. It's the best.
It's the best.
All right, so before I start crying for all these companies and being a corporate shill, let's jump into this candy draft.
Candy draft.
And guys, if you listen to this, we're going to post, I'm going to put it into action. We're going to post on the Instagram whose lineup you like better. We're not going to put what candy we picked because it spoils the episode, but we're going to put whose candy did you like better, whose lineup. And so here's how this is going to go. I'm going to explain it to you so you know.
Okay, thank goodness, because I have no idea.
We're doing 10v10.
Uh-huh.
You draft like you would in basketball. You want the best thing first.
Okay.
Don't wait.
All right.
Go the best first.
Go balls to the wall.
Should we do a coin flip or something?
Well, yes, because we all are. Because the number one pick is going to be the number one pick. We know what the number one pick is, and I want it.
Maybe not. I think my number one pick might be different than yours.
I mean, maybe.
Also, are we doing this for taste? Or
okay.
Hold on. Doing this for what lineup tastes the best or what lineup just is the best in like a corporate sense?
Or what lineup like would people want the most? Here, how about this?
Got it.
Let's do the lineup of what do you want in your trick-or-treat basket? Your not basket, that's Easter. Your trick-or-treat bag.
Don't do that to me.
So this is the, what would you, if you went trick-or-treating, this is what you want in your bag. Although it's subjective because your bag is going to be different than my bag.
Best Halloween bucket.
Your bucket.
Best Halloween bucket.
The Halloween buckets.
All right. Best Halloween bucket bracket.
Halloween bucket.
Best Halloween bucket bracket.
Bucket bracket. Bucket bracket.
Brick-a-bracker.
Brick-a-bracker.
What did he do in Chowder? What did the...
Oh.
Roger. Because John DiMaggio.
It's Schnitzel. I forgot.
Yeah, John DiMaggio did Schnitzel.
I can't remember his voice.
All right. So the best Halloween bucket bracket.
Bucket bracket.
Little Monsters, be careful how fast you say that because I don't want you getting suspended.
That
on
is
Halloween.
True. I'm looking around for something for us to flip and I can't see anything. Of course, I turn the lights off.
Let's see. How about I'm going to spin this pencil. This doesn't spin very much.
I can just go on a generator right now.
She's going to go on a generator. Dead by daylight.
Here's what I'm going to do. What's that thing called? Spin a wheel?
Yeah, spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel picker. Spin the wheel picker. Pickerwheel.com. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Inputs here. Spooky.
And or C-Max.
C-Max.
So we're going to spin the wheel to see who gets to go first.
And spin.
It's not picking it up.
It is spooky.
Rigged.
It literally, heard the ticking.
I'm just joking. All right. So we'll read them off at the end. Go ahead with your I can't see the iPad, so keep me updated.
Okay.
So the first pick and then hit me with your first pick so I know what picks we're on kind of thing.
Okay, so I'm doing Okay.
You won the toss.
So I tell you what it is.
First pick is?
Reese's.
Yep.
That's your first pick is?
My first pick for the Halloween best bucket bracket.
Bucket bracket is?
Snickers.
Snickers. Okay. My second pick is Skittles.
Oh, I hate you so much. All right. We're going to play that game.
No.
Yep. Okay. My second pick is Starburst.
Pick a Starburst. Wow. All right, my third pick is Milky Way.
Ooh, hot choice for a third pick.
I know.
After you see what I'm about to do.
You know why? Because I didn't really want to see Milky Way. I was thinking of something else, and I said Milky Way instead.
Well, you said Milky Way. You fudged. My number three is Twix.
I hate this game.
Dude, you crumbled under pressure. That's your fault, bro.
Man, that sucked. All right, my fourth pick for the bucket bracket that I already am going to lose at is... I'm going to go with Sour Patch Kids.
I like it. I like that one. There's one I want to say, but I know you don't want it in your bucket.
Know what it is.
So I'm just going to probably do it at 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to do it. What do you have so far?
What do I have?
Yeah, you have Sour Patch Kids.
I have Reese's, Skittles, Milky Way.
Milky Way is good, though.
It is, but it's just weird for a third pick.
All right, so I'm at four?
Yeah, this is your fourth one.
And I have Twix.
You have Twix, Starburst, and Snickers.
Ooh, that's a lineup. Four. Let's hit it with... Tell me if this is cheating.
Okay.
Because I don't like the other thing.
Okay.
Peanut M&Ms.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think you just need to claim M&Ms as a candy that includes all forms of M&Ms.
I don't want to do that, but I will according to your rules.
And I'll tell you why.
No, I'm with it. So that includes caramel,
all forms of M&Ms.
That works for me.
That way, because then that just is too much. Like right now, I'm going to put all forms of Hershey bars.
Okay.
That's the Oreo Hershey, the dark cookies chocolate, and cookies and cream. Okay. Yeah. So I'm just going to do Hershey's all
forms. What pick is that?
That was my fifth pick. You're on five.
Ooh, my fifth pick. The Great Bambino!
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth.
All right, so I'm going to do a hot take.
Do it, drop it.
Well, no, because you're not going to pick this, so I'm not going to do it.
I might.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, I might.
No, you won't.
I'm just kidding.
All right, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to do Three Musketeers, which is what I was trying to say, and I said
Milky still got
Way.
It. You still got it. Look at that. Milky Way's good, dude.
No, it is, but...
Three Musketeers are trash.
I like Three Musketeers.
They're bad.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
What are we on, six?
Ooh, yeah. I have so much...
My brain is starting... Chocolate. My brain is starting to forget, like, what... What is what, you know?
Well, it's so funny because, like, I don't really even eat candy anymore.
We're not the biggest on candy.
Sorry, y'all. I kind of mushed my mic real quick.
There's one you haven't said that I'm surprised you haven't said. Oh, maybe that's it. I could steal it. I just figured out what it is.
Don't take it. You don't even like it. You don't even like that candy.
All right. I'll be nice. But here's the thing. If you win because of this, then it's a draw.
That's stupid.
No, it's not, because I could play. Go All right, so I'm at six.
Yep.
I'm going to go with what people want in their bag, right?
Yeah.
Let's go. Warheads.
Ooh, warheads! Warheads. I mean, I like warheads, but that's an interesting choice.
Kids
I like
want
it.
That though. I did when I was a kid.
Warheads or airheads?
Warheads.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I love airheads.
Airheads are good, too.
I'm going to go with just lollipops. All forms of lollipops.
That's a little bit not fair, but that's fine.
Really? Should I not do
no,
that then?
No, do it. It's okay. I was going to say just the...
Well, my favorite lollipop, no one's going to pick.
That's fine. It's okay.
I love the candy apple lollipops. No one likes those, though, but me.
That's
apparently.
Okay.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
What are we at?
This is your number seven.
Number seven. Let's go with... Ooh.
Ooh, what, Tommy?
Milk Duds.
Really?
Yeah.
You like Milk Duds?
Yeah. No one likes Milk Duds. Am I that old? Is my age showing?
Well, you know what...
With the Warheads and the Milk Duds,
well,
is my age showing?
You know what's so funny is... I'm not... Actually, I am going to put this. I'm going to put Rolos.
Okay.
I love Rolos.
Fair.
But that's also kind of an old person candy.
What do I got?
I mean, it's no Werther's chocolate, but...
Pick eight?
This is your pick eight.
All right. I'll hit it with the popular one, because you're not going to say it anyways, and then I can think of the next two.
Uh-huh.
This is number eight?
Yep.
Number eight, Almond Joy. Don't disrespect...
I'm not even going to comment on it.
Don't disrespect the Almond Joy Slappy.
I don't like coconut. Not the taste, but the consistency. But that is me.
I hate you.
Okay. My number nine is going to be Kit Kats.
Is that the one I was going to say? I could have stole from you?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. My number nine?
Mm-hmm.
Man, like, it's so crazy. Because so y'all know, we did this bracket for our work. And if you voted every week, you're eligible to win a prize. And I'm pretty sure Reese's is probably going to win the bracket.
Probably.
Snickers was at number two. And then the third place was...
Hershey's, I think.
Hershey's and Skittles? Or Hershey's...
No.
M&M's.
M&M's and Hershey's.
But I'm having a hard time remembering, like, what was in the bracket.
You put, like, candy corn.
I did.
Lollipops.
I did.
Some other stuff I don't remember.
All right. So number... I'm a number nine.
Yeah.
I think this is a very underrated Halloween staple, and that is Twizzlers.
I do love Twizzlers. All right, my number 10. There's two that I want to do, but I can only pick one. And let's be honest, no one but probably me and the rest of the kids that grew up in my trailer park are going to agree with my choices.
Oh, trust me, number 10, I want to go something that no one wants in their bucket, but that's not what we're doing.
I know.
But maybe for the number 10, you just throw it away. Because I don't think there's number 10 right now with what we have. Number 10 is going to hit certain people. I don't think we're missing anything
Yeah.
that is like a very high seller, unless my, you know, like Tic Tacs, but no one gets that in their Halloween bucket. True. You know what I mean? Like,
so between,
gum, no one gets that.
So between the two,
I mean, maybe they do.
I mean, it's paper grade gum. Between the two, I'm gonna go with the one that I think people probably like the most out of these two that's in my head, and I'm gonna go with Butterfinger.
Ooh, I forgot about the Butterfinger. You might have just sealed it.
I was. Do you know what the other one was that I was gonna say? My other trailer park candy.
I'm not a big fan of Crunch Bar. I do love Butterfinger though.
I like Crunches. They're so yummy.
Man, number 10. You might have sealed the deal with that Butterfinger. Letting that's like a Lamar Jackson in the round pick 30.
To me, like no one eats.
I love Butterfinger,
but
dude.
No one eats Butterfinger except for during Halloween. Like I don't ever eat a Butterfinger except for when I get it in a Halloween candy.
Interesting.
Like I don't seek out Butterfingers at the gas station.
I see what you're saying.
I'll seek out a Reese's, but not a Butterfinger. It's definitely like to me a Halloween candy.
I feel you.
What's your number 10?
My number 10, I want to say something that's close to my heart, but no one wants this in their bucket. And I'm getting a little competitive to where I want to win. Okay. I actually want to win this.
Because my lineup slaps.
So you got a wild card that you just said Crunch, but we're not going to put that down there, so I'll do the same
thing. You can put Crunch if you want.
No. Oh. But you did your 10 and then you said a wild card.
Yeah.
But I want, so I'm going to do the same thing.
Okay. That works.
I don't like this candy at all. I'm going to put it at number 10.
Okay, what is it?
Smarties.
I love Smarties. You don't like Smarties?
No.
I love Smarties.
But see, that reaction means that I also matched your Butterfinger pick.
That's true. I think you did. What's your honorable mention?
The retirement home candy.
Werther's?
Yes.
I don't like Werther's at all.
How did you do that? That was rude.
What?
Werther's? The retirement candy. Oh, Werther's?
I don't like Werther's candy.
No, I know, but how you hit me with the, oh, you have gout, Werther's?
No, I literally talked about Werther's earlier in the episode.
Did you?
Yeah, you must have missed it.
I did
the
miss it.
The thing is, you know what I realized? Not only is Werther's a very, like, can you stop?
Is there, like, a medical condition where you use deodorant and you still smell like butt?
Maybe you need different deodorant.
Bro, alright, why am I sweating?
Does deodorant expire?
I don't think so. Y'all, does deodorant expire? Like, I stink.
I can't smell you from here, so that's a positive.
Like, come on.
You want me to smell you?
No. I'm going to have to do a defresher.
Just
like
go take a shower.
I already took one today.
Oh, you did?
I'm sweating, like, everywhere.
Let me touch you.
Do the knee pit.
Oh, no, I can.
Yeah,
no.
Do the knee pit, though.
Ew. His knee pit is nasty.
What's going on? My heart is kicking, bro.
Do you have a fever?
I can check. I don't think so.
So back to what I was saying is, now that I think about it, Werther's is not only like more towards like elderly people. It's a very southern candy.
It is very southern.
You don't see people, well, granted, my mom eats like Swedish fish and nasty stuff like that. And like those peanuts, those circus peanuts, which is basically just,
I get that.
Nastiness.
In California, did you guys get the strawberry looking candies?
Yes, I loved those candies.
That's not just a southern thing either.
No. My grandma had a bowl of those candies in her house all the time. Those candies are so yummy.
I think Werther's is southern. And then what's those chocolates in the package with the R? Raisin?
Resins. Those are pretty good, actually.
Those are pretty southern, too.
Those are pretty good. Resins?
I don't know.
R-E-I-S-E-N or I-N. Yeah.
It's like a very bougie bag.
Yeah.
It's like if you went to the Florida Mall, that would be the candy in the Prada store.
Yes.
That'd be the packaging for
it. Yes.
All right, guys. So let's go ahead. Give me your 10 picks.
So here is...
Here is Spooky's
Halloween
team
basket. No.
For the bucket. Here's her Halloween bucket.
I apparently don't know the password to my iPad.
She doesn't know the password to her iPad.
Why is this not going in? Okay. Here is my Halloween bucket with number 10. I got Butterfingers, Kit Kats, Rolos, lollipops of all sorts, Three Musketeers, Hershey's of all sorts, Sour Patch Kids, Milky Way, Skittles, and Reese's.
I like it. It's a good team.
Here is C-Max's.
This is my team.
Your C-Max's Halloween bucket. This is what's full of it.
You've got Smarties. You've got Twizzlers. You've got Almond Joys. You got some Milk Duds. Warheads. Babe Ruth. M&M's. Twix. Starburst, Snickers. You got some key players in there that are underrated, I feel like, and then you've got some slammers. So if you guys are going to vote on the Instagram, Twitter, whatever, make sure you've heard the episode and pick what you, which bucket basically you would want delivered to you. So here was
my question. Should I just post the two buckets? Which one would you rather have?
Yes,
or should I do one and one, like Snickers versus Reese's?
No.
No, just the buckets.
We want them to listen to the episode, hopefully. Yeah. You know? It's a shorter episode, so.
Yeah, so here's the buckets. Guys, definitely go on the Instagram. I'm going to post a little poll. And
we'll give you guys about the evening.
Yeah, let me know what Halloween buckets you would rather have.
Anything before we sign off?
I think that is it. Definitely, guys, if you can please share us your costumes. I've already seen a ton of costumes from this weekend because, like I said, a lot of people were partying this weekend, which is great. Let me see those Halloween costumes, baby.
Baby. We're very thankful to be able to do an episode on Halloween. We're thankful for those who have listened as we've started this year. Thanks for everybody who shares comments, concerns, grievances, talks about that kind of stuff, recommends things in the Discord, disagrees with us, whatever it might be. We don't get paid. This isn't our job. Sometimes it's hard to do the episodes, but a lot of you have said that you like them, so we'll keep doing them as much as we possibly can. We appreciate everybody's flexibility on the schedule, too, as we're moving and trying to get stuff. Well, we're not moving yet, but as we will be moving and trying to get set up. If you haven't already, please follow us on all the socials, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We have a Discord. Jump in there. For those of you who have never listened to us before, we do movie reviews. We do book clubs, all that kind of stuff. So a lot of good content out there. If you like us, if you don't like us, review us on your favorite podcatcher. And yeah, I think that about sums it out. We're super thankful. Shout out to the Teen Wolves. Shout out to Little Monsters. Send us the videos. Send us the pictures. Vote. Today is going to be popping. Happy Halloween.
Stay safe.
Oh, and have a killer week.